don't pray to the deceased. You pray to Hashem. But since these Kvarim are Makomos Kedoshim, these are holy places, so we pray that the Neshamos of the Tzaddikim buried there will act on our behalf, as each one has a Melech Yosher for us. Say a few words about Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Zusha. The Rebbe Reb Zusha was born about 1730 and he died the second day of Shvat in the year 1800. He was born just outside of Tikhtin in Poland. He and his brother Rebbe the Melech of Luzhensk studied together under the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, or Shmelke of Nikolsburg. In their youth, the two brothers together decided to go into exile, known as Golos. They were already in the Golos, but they left their home and traveled from town to town, basically incognito, learning whatever they could, doing tshuva, and so on. There is a mesores that appears in Hasidic literature that says that as they went from village to village and so on, they reached as far as Auschwitzen, which is Auschwitz. The Rebbe Reb Zusha refused to spend the night there, according to Hasidic story, as I have it in front of me. He said, "I can smell the Jewish body is being burned here. I will not stay here." A few famous words regarding the Rebbe Reb Zusha. The favorite saying of the Rebbe Reb Zusha was in the Olam Haba, Losid Lovo, Reb Zusha used to say, "They will not ask me, why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? But Losid Lovo, I will be asked, why weren't you Zusha?" Beautiful story about Reb Zusha. Ishto. Topra Bega de Tzolchayot, Reb Zusha's Rebbetzin, had a dress made by a tailor. Shebo Lekachto Siper Achayot, Shebito Hakalo, Emo Bega Bishvilo Lekasa. So when she came to the tailor told his sad story that he has a daughter that's about to be married, and she has nothing to wear for the wedding. So immediately the Rebbetzin took the dress that she had just ordered, gave it as a gift to the tailor, and he told the tailor, "Give this to your daughter and let her wear this." She then came home and she told the Rebbe Reb Zusha what she had done. Shalom Sarabenu, the Rebbe Reb Zusha asked her, "Uskar ma'avoda la'chayet shilam? Did you pay the tailor for his work?" She answered, "Lo." She said, "I didn't pay the tailor. Why should I pay him? I gave him the whole suit as a gift.
You can't do that.
The dress is a gift." Hey, Israel, Reb Zusha was upset. He turned to her and he said, "How is it possible that you did this? That Ola Bedatoch Lashok Skaras Hiras Achayot. Hello, only Azeh Ovad Kola Shavua. He worked a whole week on this dress, and did this work just for you. He didn't work on that dress for his daughter. And he was, impatiently he waited to complete the dress so that he could pay for his work. To buy food for his children. Vihimahu Hoshem Imat Kosata Esabeged Levito Imatana. Why should he lose his money if you gave this suit as a gift to his daughter? Of course, she didn't wait a minute, the Rebbetzin. Reb Zusha never had a penny in his pocket, so she borrowed the money. She immediately ran to the tailor. She paid the tailor the cost, making the suit that she gave as a gift to the tailor's daughter.